we want to go straight to our guest speaker. He's on the line, and this is none other than Mr. Bert Calhoun. And I happened to be on the phone this afternoon with Mr. Ron Crutcher, and wow, he just raved about Mr. Bert Calhoun. And this couple has been well recognized. They're on the Platinum Council. That means they have maintained the position of platinum for 12 or more than 12 consecutive months.
Yeah.
And they've been on some of the trips, and they've been recognized at the $300,000 ring level. And I don't know of another couple more appreciated and more looked up to than this.
And more deserving. I mean, they've been here a long time. They've studied a lot. And I had the unique opportunity of talking to Ms. Calhoun for the first time in depth for a while the other day. And I don't know if I've enjoyed myself that much in a long time. Very, very bright young man. And
bright future.
I mean, the future is definitely bright. But he asked questions that you know, you don't normally hear, and that's unusual for him to ask me a question I don't normally hear. So I'm excited to hear what he's got to say tonight, and he has no monetary reason at all to be on this call.
That's true.
He's doing this out of the kindness of his heart. I don't know what he's taking it away from except for his family, but he probably could be on his own team call doing anything he wanted to do.
Yeah.
And but we really appreciate it and are so thankful to have him here and bring his talents and his skills and his concepts and his principles and his abilities here. So, Mr. Calhoun, I want to tell you, it's just an honor for our team. They're looking forward to hearing what you have to say tonight. So welcome to the performance team.
Yes, sir. And can Mr. and Mrs. LeCoin, can you guys hear me okay?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Well, first of all, the team, you guys are so blessed to be under the incredible leadership of this power couple. Before I had the pleasure of meeting them personally, I mean, I'm able to hear the wisdom of Mrs. LeCoin. Pretty often we share a duty and really a great responsibility to the field to be a part of what we call a network marketing council. So she's sharing some really cutting-edge ideas with our company. And then Mr. LeCoin, to have that opportunity to talk with him, I guess it was yesterday, and then the few moments I've had across the years, 17 years, and seeing him on stage, just priceless, you know, not only to learn business concepts, but to be able to learn about life. And so it's an honor to be on this call. Thank you so much to the both of you. And you guys are just, again, so blessed to have them right there as your leadership that is so strong and steady and consistent and persistent. And I'll just say this last thing. I've had the pleasure of also hanging out with them at a billionaire's ranch in Salado, Texas, when I was just a baby in this business trying my best to make my way. And so I'm just so excited for you guys. But I'm going to be real brief this evening. Give me about 15 minutes or so because I know that, you know, time is of the essence and things are moving so fast, almost at the speed of light within our company. But it's always an honor, especially when I have the opportunity to talk to a team that is headed by my mentors. And so, I mean, with them, of course, doing so well just in life, you know, family life, business life outside of Legal Shield, but in Legal Shield, so well documented, breaking $250,000 ring earners, you know, recently, you know, six-figure earners, and, of course, the $400,000 plus ring. Again, guys, you guys already know you have great leadership, but how we feel to have them as a part of this company would not be the same, of course, without them. And they're funny. I mean, they're just down to earth and just good-hearted people. So my quick story, for those who've never heard me speak before, and perhaps, you know, some of you guys have heard me on conference calls or at the conventions, my story is real simple. I mean, I came from a background where I really bought into that 20th century success or success philosophies or that 20th century advice to be successful, right? Go to college, get the good grades, go get the good corporate job or any good job you can find. So I know we've heard that a million times. But I really bought into that, and I went to get my degree in engineering, and I played the resume game. And this was back in 95, so the job market was a little different. I actually have 5 job offers. But one thing about me, I have to say this, I was always very diligent. I can't say I was the brightest engineering student, but I was diligent. I was practical. I had 5 internships. So by the grace of God, my freshman year, I was hungry to get an internship. I was aggressive. And I ended up networking and getting one. And so I had one 5 years as I was pursuing my degree. And then I spent 5 years in corporate America. Now, I always knew, though, that I wanted to have some type of business. At first, I thought it would be an engineering, a consulting firm. At some point, you had to become a professional engineer and all that stuff. But bottom line is, before I could really try to even get into that arena, you know, network marketing, I was bit by that network marketing bug, right, back when I was 23 coming out of college. And I went through four companies, and I'll just kind of cut through my experience by saying this. You know, my best year in one of those companies was $1,700, right? Not in a day or a week or a month, but in a whole year, I made $1,700. But I learned so much, and I'm laughing because, you know, I can appreciate that experience. But, you know, I spent, you know, $5,000, and I'm going to talk about why would I have spent $5,000 and only made $1,700. I'm going to talk about, you know, why I did that and really what was really valuable for me to invest in my business and my future. But that was pretty much my resume. So it's not like I came to the company with incredible, you know, a team or contacts or what have you. But I did have the experience, right? I bought into PBRs, three-way calls, and, you know, going to events, big events, and what have you, Super Saturday. So I did have that down at least. So when I got involved in legal shit in 2000, you know, I was ready to hit the ground running with that experience. But my dilemma, of course, I was so busy working 70, sometimes 70-plus hours a week in corporate. But, hey, I bought into this is a part-time program, right, 3 to 5 years. And, you know, just work part-time, right, 5, 10, 15 hours a week. You know, of course, 15 is better. Initially, I can only do 8 to 10. So I did that and, you know, just kind of scaled my income from my second month, $1,000, a little bit more, to my fifth month, $1,000 a week, hit executive director. You know, so I was very serious about it, but, you know, I didn't think this would happen. My 7 months starting Legal Shield, I quit my job from engineering at 28 before my 29th birthday, and I'm going to really stay there and just kind of share some things that I know are so valuable for any network marketer. And, of course, we know we have people on this team who do everything, B2B space, in the B2B space, broker. But from a network marketing perspective, I'll just kind of share with you my story. And our team, you know, has all of the areas of business as well. But I'm a builder. Right? That's what I major in. I don't even have a minor. And sometimes you should have a minor, right? But I'm a builder. I want leverage. And Mr. Coyne gave me so much wisdom on that call yesterday. I shared it with my wife to the point where I shared with her. I said, we're not too far away from South Carolina, right? We got to go up and just be in the presence of the Coynes because we're in Atlanta, Georgia. So, but in terms of just some things I wanted to share with the team, and this is some things I've shared with my team, and I'll kind of just say it like this, right? Tonight, my wife and I are preparing to go to an event, and if there's any things that I have done my best to do well or focus on in this business, it was not to become the best presenter, not to become the best trainer, not to become the best recruiter or membership getter, but I learned a long time ago, matter of fact, my first convention I went to in Las Vegas, I remember the Amelias on stage, right, the Amelias, they talked about the power of going to two events, and of course, the big event that corporate puts on, but also, too, the big event that teams put on. And I know being a part of Team New Vision with Darnell Self, he, you know, he started doing team events back in 2003. And so I know the players, right, the like the Coins, me and, you know, when they were a quarter of $1 million ring runners, you know, got that ring a long time ago, right? You know, Platinum Plus executives, I mean, just all the accolades they've received and helping people get to those levels as well. You know, they've been putting on team events for quite some time. This is a seasoned, well-oiled, mature organization, one of the best in Legal Shield. So I mention that because tonight my wife and I, you know, we're preparing to go to our team event we're having that kicks off on Thursday with some fun. We're going to have a white party on Saturday. The training kicks off on Friday officially, and Saturday we're going to be there. And so guess what, guys? We're old school. You know, we at the last minute, because these events are so powerful. And if I've done anything right in this business, I've promoted these events, the team events that Darnell Self has put on for years and the big events that corporate has put on. And so we had a young lady today, just to kind of start it off like this, who was on the fence. And we know for the seasoned leaders on the team, when someone's on the fence, right, they're debating, should they go to the event or should they not go to the event? And typically, and I mention this to you guys because you guys have a powerful event coming up, you know, this month. And I've heard, right, about the fun you guys have, the culture, of course, being able to learn about how to build true wealth as you guys have heard for, you know, for so many years under the leadership of the Coins. But bottom line is that, you know, we know that typically where there's a big event or a team event, right, because it takes a sacrifice, there's usually about three, maybe a fourth reason why people sometimes are a little hesitant. And as you guys have a little bit more time to promote the event, I'm going to share with you something we did today and, of course, something that typically is a barrier for those individuals. One, of course, is people say, I just flat out don't have the money, right? The second reason is, well, you know, I have child care concerns or child care issues, right? And then the third thing typically is I can't get the time off work. So let me just quickly address those things, and I'll wrap up with how these events have really helped me and my wife to grow our business. And by the way, my wife, her name is Fatima Salam. She had a background in education, and we met in the business, right? So I started this business, and for 7 years I ran and was blessed to get to platinum, before I met her and held it for a while, got the jacket, and then, you know, went through some things with some of my teams and organizations. They had some life events happen. But we got married, and, you know, now we've been blessed. She put both her feet in this business, and we were blessed to now as a couple get back to platinum. And so it's just been a great, great thing. But anyway, you know, with the money concern, of course, we can always, and you guys have the time to help someone, of course, what, sell more memberships. And the thing I always love about Legal Shield is we have that what we call at-will income, right? At and then will, W-I-L-L, meaning, you know, in other companies I was in, it took a lot of volume to generate sometimes decent income from my own efforts. And so, but here, you know, 50% commission, but here, a person, if they put their nose to the grindstone, if they focus, they can truly generate, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of dollars by being aggressive, by selling the membership. So if a person has a money concern, of course, we can partner with them and increase the activity and help them to generate some quick cash flow if it's a money concern, right? If it's a child care concern, I try to, you know, just offer advice and get creative, and that can be solved with money too, right? We have people on our team, right? I talked to somebody a couple of days ago because they know that this is what we do. We problem solve, right? As leaders, we're professional problem solvers. They have two children. As opposed to trying to worry about child care at home, they said, you know what, we're going to bring a traveling babysitter or child care provider and put them up and have them be there with the children. And so, guys, we solve problems. Why? Because we know at these events, the big events with teams, like the Acorns are putting on and the one I'm going to this weekend in Kentucky with Mr. Self, we know that, guys, people make life-changing decisions at these events. They do, right? I've made life-changing decisions, life-altering decisions that you can't get from listening to a training in your back office or even hearing a conference call or even at a Super Saturday or even at a regional, right? You can have perhaps the seedlings develop in those events. Sometimes you can. But at these events, guys, people make life-altering decisions, and that's why I love it, and that's why we focus on getting our team to these events as a huge, huge focus. So, of course, with child care, we can help solve that problem. Money can solve it, or, you know, of course, you can just talk to a person about being creative with child care and just having them perhaps to think out the box, maybe tap into some favors where their children can be watched by, of course, people who have them in the best care and custody, but maybe they need to call them on a favor where they babysat other children, and now that person needs to pay that favor back to them. Now, the third one, of course, is time off work, and this is funny because what I always tell people is this. I'm kind of really direct with this because in corporate I knew I could be 2 weeks or even less away from being downsized or laid off. And so I've seen, right, and, of course, we've heard about it, a person may be given 2 hours to clear their locker or clear their desk or clear their cubicle and say, beat it. And so they're fired. And so sometimes we are just so gracious and so professional, we're going to give the job 2 weeks notice. Well, sometimes they don't extend us the same courtesy. So I say, hey, is this like a job or is this a career? Most people say it's actually, you know, it's a job. So if it's a job, why would I have more loyalty to a job than a business that can give me the lifestyle that I really, really want? And so I'm not insensitive when I say it, but I just, of course, help a person to understand, hey, I can appreciate where you are. You know, Phil Felsound, we use that, but to let them know, hey, if this is not a career, then hey, let's look at some creative ways we can maybe have you, can you call in? I hear, you know, and I'm being funny now, but I hear you sneezing over the phone, you know, maybe use some sick leave, right, or some sick leave, because again, you know, this is, we're talking about your financial future that can generate, as Mr. Coyne talks about, you know, generational wealth with this concept called Legal Shield. And even if they say it's a career, then, hey, you know, we know the company would probably go on, right, right, with or without us. They'll be okay. And I'm not asking someone to not have integrity or to be professional or courteous, but if they really are so stuck on going to their job or they can't get off, then, hey, at least can you make it one day? Look, can you make it one day to this event? You know, perhaps Friday you can't get off. Okay, no problem. You know, I'll try to help them solve that or think about it, or half a day or something. Or if they have some personal time because it's worth it. But, hey, how about coming on Saturday if you don't work on Saturday? And then I'll tell them this. I'll say, look, if they're willing to take off Friday, I'll say, look, if after the event, right, and then you guys can say this, if after coming to the Coins event, this team event that we know is life-altering, if you feel like it wasn't worth your money, look, I'll refund you the airfare or whatever transportation that you spent on, the lodging and the registration fee. Look, I'll refund it to you. That's how convicted I am about this event. And so, guys, I tell you, this, if there's anything that I focused on in building as a network marketing leader, is getting people to these events, because, again, it's just amazing what happens when we get people there. So there may be another reason why a person won't come that I can try to think of right now, but those are the three big ones at least. And as I wrap up, because I don't want to keep you guys too much longer, is in terms of going to these big events, we have a formula. And so if you want to, and this is, you know, give or take, is pretty much documented, right? If you want to make about $25,000 a year as a networking builder, get about 25 people or so to the big events. And now this includes, of course, the corporate event and the team events that our leadership puts on. And so if you want to make about $50,000 or so per year as a builder, get about 50 people to these events. And so, and if you want to make $100,000 plus a year, you want to make sure that you get about 100 people or so to these big events. And I'm a living testimonial to that event, not only myself or to that formula. I've helped my teammates get over 100 people, right? Ted, maybe you've heard his name. We helped that young man get about 100 people, and he crossed over 100 people to an event. Matter of fact, it was one of Teen Vision's events. And guess what happened? The six-figure ring chased him, and it said, it's your turn. You're a six-figure ring earner. It's just amazing. The formula works today. It worked back in 2003 when I became a six-figure ring earner. And so, guys, this is a formula. So let's say you're right now, you have maybe 15 people coming, and you can step your game up to get 10 more people if you use the Coins and other leadership to use the three-way call, right? We have five types of three-way calls. Use the promotional three-way call in your toolbox to have leadership promote to your team, you know, why they can't miss this event. They can't afford to go. Guess what? They can't afford not to go. And so this happens, and then you go from 15 to 25 people that come to the event this summer, this team event. And then what you can do is you can actually springboard yourself to go from that event to the Columbus event and have a goal to get 40, 50 or more people there. And what you're doing is you're setting yourself up to get that $50,000 ring and beyond. So that's what I love about it. We build from one event to the next event, and then between the team events you guys have right here in this month to Columbus, there's the Super Saturdays, there's the briefings, and all the events we do for our teams, the PBRs and luncheons and what have you, and that, you know, you can just build from the little bitty baby events to the bigger one to the big dance in Columbus. And again, you're using the team event in Columbus to springboard your, excuse me, in with the Coins this month to springboard you guys, yourself and your team up to that next level of success. And so, and just imagine the fun you won't have if you don't go to the team event, right? I mean, guys, as fun as the Coins are on stage, I can only imagine being around them for a day or two or 3 days and the fun that they have in store for you guys. And so I'm going to stop it there because, again, I don't want to take too much more of the team's time. I know you guys perhaps have other things to deal with and discuss, but it's been a pleasure. It's been an honor. And, again, it's just always a blessing to be able to share a few tips with a team that has leaders at the helm that have mentored me. So, Mr. and Mrs. Coyne, I'm so thankful and appreciate everything. I'll turn the call back over to you guys.
That was awesome, Mr. Calhoun. Yeah, Thank you so much.
Great job.
Yes, that was a great job. And really attacking those three issues that people have to deal with. And pointing out that we're problem solvers and that we can help people solve those by all the things that you discussed. I think that's brilliant. I really do. And I agree with you, too, that these events are where people make life-changing decisions. And, you know, for anybody that's happy with where they are and they don't want to, you know, not interested in really speeding up their business of growth or anything like that, maybe that's not, you know, a thing to do. But, gosh, I think all of us on the phone tonight, we want to grow our businesses faster and bigger. And so thank you so much for your encouraging words. And I hope you all have, I know you're going to have a fantastic team event. I know that's coming up. And ours is on the 21st, 22nd, 23rd of this month.
So. Yeah, and you're welcome to come to ours, too.
Well, look, I thank you for the invitation because I tell you, you know, with you guys and the Gardeners, you know, I've studied you guys for so long, and you guys have not only done so many great things to help us have great momentum, you know, we call it back in the day, with you guys at the Gardeners Leadership and you guys' leadership as well, to be helping our company to create new momentum with you know, Mr. Oldham and Mr. Peterson and all the other leaders you guys have coming on board in different generations.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's just amazing what's going on. So I thank you for that invitation.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime, man. We'd just love to have put you on the front row.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing you in person soon. I'm not sure when and where, but you never know, and hopefully sooner than later.
Yeah, please tell your family that we appreciate them letting you spend a little time with us tonight, and that's a good thing.
It's a great
thing. My pleasure. Bert.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thank you, Bert. Take care.
And we're going to, actually, Mr. Calhoun, you're welcome to stay on if you'd like, but I'll just let y'all know right now, Mrs. Gardner, Elizabeth Gardner, is going to let some cats out of the bag about our team event before the call is
over.
Okay,
all right.
But before that, we want to go right into...
She likes cats, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. We want to go right into The Power of Focus. This is our new book of the month, Jack Canfield, Mark Victor Hansen, and Les Hewitt. And I started reading it. I thought I'd read it before, but... I don't think I have. If I did, it was a long time ago. And I'm telling you, I am loving this book. And tonight we have Mr. Corey Muhammad on, a $100,000 ring earner and the regional manager for North Carolina.
Millionaire Club member.
Yeah, actually Network Vice President. He's more than just a regional manager. So
yeah.
He's over the whole state doing a phenomenal job. So much going on right now. So Mr. Muhammad, thank you. Thank you so much for preparing for the team. A few comments on our new book of the month.
All right, thank you all, and definitely great interview, and going ahead right into it. Again, I'm like you. I had read this before, but now it's like it's a whole new book. I guess it's true, depending on where we are and the experiences and things that we have, we can go back and read something and just get so much more out of it. So just want to encourage everyone that hasn't gotten the book yet, make sure you go grab The Power of Focus. But it's really my job tonight just to share the first three strategies or first three chapters, same thing. And really before getting into the book, it's great having great leadership that's a part of the company and a part of this organization. Some of the ones that are recognized as helping to put invaluable input and thought into the book. We have our very own John Gardner, you know, that is mentioned in the critic section, of the book. But the first three chapters that we're talking about tonight, it really lays the foundation. It lays the foundation, and the other chapters after that builds on certain strategies to help with focus. And so I want to start with the first chapter, or the first strategy is your habits will determine your future. And, you know, so often we get started in a business like this, and we start, we bring ourselves with us. You know, it's just like if wherever we go, we got to take ourselves with us. So as we come to Legal Shield, we bring ourselves with us. And the key thing is we have an opportunity to get better. But we all come here with certain habits, and the habits that we have definitely determine the future. And so one of the things I was looking at there is it comes to, well, what is a habit? A habit is something that you do so often it becomes easy. Again, something we do so often it becomes easy. And oftentimes, if we look at the habits that we have, we can look at the results in our lifestyle, and it pretty much tell us some of the habits we have. Not all habits are bad. There's positive habits, and then there's you know, negative habits as well. But I want to encourage everyone, if we look at the habits, whether it's with our money, our financial life, our habits when it comes to health, our habits when it comes to relationships, our habits when it comes to the Legal Shield business, like we'll talk about tonight. And one of the things that I want to mention is when you get the book, be sure to look at page 14. I mean, page 14 lists a lot of – 14 and 15 list a lot of bad habits, and then we're asked to be able to add to this list. but there's quite a few of them, and we may find ourselves being able to identify with many of the habits in here. Until we can change the habits from a positive to a positive standpoint, it'll be hard to have the true success that, you know, an individual wants to have in Legal Shield. And so one other thing that's mentioned in this book is no exceptions policy. And the authors of the book talk about what they mean when they say no exception policy, when it is when you're striving to change a particular habit from something not so empowering to empowering. And the good thing about it is that results of the bad habits don't show up until later in life. As I was reading this and thinking about what it was saying here, it was telling us there's a part wherein the authors are saying, hey, look ahead. Before you take on a new habit, look ahead and see what is the either consequence of or the reward of that habit. So I want to switch it to this as I prepare to end, is that what we can do is look ahead and see what kind of habit would it be to be in the habit of doing two a day and then promoting two a day. You know, long term, what kind of habit, what kind of result would that habit produce? What about the habit of being Performance Club qualified and then working to get a team of other people becoming Performance Club qualified, being in a habit of Performance Club qualifying? You know, looking ahead, what would that do for someone's business? What would it be in the do, again, the habit of two a day? And so one of the parts about this, depending on how long we've been doing the habit or not doing the habit, determines how you know, how much more focus it'll take to change it. So if we haven't been doing something for a long time, let's say two a day, for example, then it takes time to change that habit, but the habit can be changed over a 30-day period, but then there has to be some things to strengthen it to keep it going from there. So I'm going to encourage everybody to get this. That's just strategy number one. There's so many other things I could share in this, but one of the other things I like to do is just close it out with a three-part formula, a simpler formula that they outline in this book. Because when you look at this simple formula, it's, number one, clearly identify a bad or unproductive habit. Number two is define the new successful habit that's going to replace it. And then number three, create a three-part action plan. And so if we could look at our Legal Shield business and just see what is the bad habit. Is it a bad habit of not adding people to the prospecting list or whatever it is, we define whatever that new habit is. And that new habit may have some affirmations tied to it. And then a three-part action plan to be able to change whatever that habit is. And that's so much more in this book. I'm enjoying it. I've got the highlighter, all the different areas of the book, as well as taking some notes and jotting some notes down. And everyone, that was really just chapter one. You know, chapter two and three is what we're covering tonight, but I really just spent the majority of time on chapter one, but two kind of takes a little bit further into hocus, not hocus pocus, it's all about focus, and it goes into some things about let's focus on our strengths. Mr. Calhoun just said he's not, you know, the best membership getter, he's not the best B2B person, but he's a builder, so he's focusing on that building and because of that $300,000 ring earner. And then strategy number three, seeing the big picture. Well, Jeff Bell has showed us the big picture, now we got to put the big picture for our own business with our own Vision 2020. The company has a Vision 2020. We are Vision 2020. But then within that, where do you see yourself in Vision 2020 to absolutely embrace it? Embrace it collectively, but individually as well. That's part of the big picture. Back to you guys.
That's a perfect segue into.
That was good.
Yes, it was great. It was really great. And yes, and so I'm so glad we're reading this book. I think it's perfect timing for it. For a whole lot of reasons. A lot of you will understand better when we get to the team event. And, Corey, you did a great job capturing the essence of the beginning of the book. So thank you so much for that, for sharing it with the team. And so right now, I want to mention one thing, and then I'm going to have Elizabeth hop on and let some cats out of the bag, if you will. You need to know what's in front of you. What we're all excited about is getting better every day. So want to make sure everybody understands the new Performance Club. You get, instead of 40 points for recruiting a new recruit, you do get 80 points all up
front. They doubled them.
Yes. So that is so instrumental, and that was very strategic on Home Office's part, because getting all 80 points up front, not having to wait for them to do their first piece of business for 20 or to level up for another 20, to get them all up front is putting huge emphasis on us all recruiting. And I'm telling you, it's working. And we are excited about it. And now it's very simple. It's much simpler than it was before, because basically you get points for the cost of the membership that you're marketing, and you get 80 points for recruiting. And it's as simple as that. So if you recruit one associate who has the dual family plan, that's 80 points, plus the 40, you're at 120 points, and you just need to get 180 for the month. So I think a great goal for all of us is to focus. Let's use our power of focus on recruiting 2 associates each month with a membership. And I think that's going to make sure that we all stay in the Performance Club and that we actually have some points to roll over, especially if they're all getting the dual plan. So that's exciting. And the trip qualifications for the December trip, where they're going to take over Universal, that's going to be amazing, including airfare, hotel, and a lot of amenities for 2 people. Only one of you have to qualify, but they're going to send 2, is to accumulate. Well, you got a Performance Club qualify every month, of course, but you need to accumulate 1,350 points during the third quarter of 2017. So this is the first month of the third quarter, so we've got a lot of good stuff ahead of us concerning the Performance Club. We love what they've done with it. All right, I would love for Elizabeth to step on the call, and John, too, if he'd like, because we have spent a lot of time focusing on putting things together, making everything happen for you at the team event. And I told Frank this afternoon, and actually several people that I've talked to that are on the call tonight, this is the most important team event we have ever put together for a number of reasons. And so, Elizabeth, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, thank you, Teresa. And, you know, I'm a little depressed about you making me talk about this tonight, because I'm the person who likes to show up at the event and be completely engulfed with everything that comes as it comes and not know what's coming. So for me to tell people what's coming is kills me. Well, I'll tell you, Teresa's right. This is the most significant event that we have ever done. And I think that's really, you know, I want you to, everyone on the phone, to understand that how genuinely we mean that. Because of the new system we have put in place as a team, the results that the team is getting from that new system, to be able to have our entire team in a room and lay that out, refine it, explain it, and all the training is built around taking advantage of the opportunity that we have laid out in front of us, in such a way that it, you know, I've never actually said, if you go to this event, it's going to be a life-changing event. And I've never said that confidently for everybody sitting in this room. I can say that confidently about this event. From the time you get there, our opening talk is going to, in and of itself, be a significant shift for a good number of people, and literally that one talk could change everything for you. And that talk's going to be delivered by Mr. Nick Odom. I mean, I'm just, you know, it's like to know what he's talking about, and to know the impact it's going to have on people in that room, it's significant. And then John and I are going to talk about the entire system and everything we've put together. Then we're going to, you know, roll into all the other leaders on the team. Of course, Friday night we have our team dinner, our recognition. As you know, many of you who were there last year, we have a lot of fun at our recognition dinner. Last year we all played the newlywed versus not-so-newlywed game. We have another such thing we're going to play this year. It's going to be an awful lot of fun for our evening entertainment, in addition to handing out a slew of just beautiful new awards to all of our new leadership and rising stars on the team, which is going to be fantastic. And then, of course, we kick off Saturday morning with Mr. Chris Hughes, who's literally got a 2.5-hour segment coming out of the gate on Saturday morning. And you know what a significant, if you've ever heard Chris, you understand how powerful he is and how impactful a speaker he is, which, of course, is why we invited him, because, you know, we've been planning for months for this to be a significant event, and it will be, and he will play a major role in that. And then throughout the day, the other Millionaire Club members will be speaking. We, of course, have rented out the Capitol Theater Right there in Nashville to have our team party Saturday night. Knoxville. Don't show up in the wrong city. Knoxville, and we've rented that out and got a DJ and all that for our team party that Saturday night, and then of course Sunday. Really putting the plan together. We've saved our best for last with Mr. Frank Acoin, who will be going on Sunday, who will be doing his keynote on Sunday to close out the event, and just as go, you know, if you could just take what Mr. Calhoun said and understand that one of the most important skills we learn is promoting for events, and you know, how much real estate are you going to have in the room? And so it's one of those where you yourself, you have to commit that you're coming. You know, if you're – a lot of people bought ticket packages. You know, you need to make sure your name is on one of those tickets. That ticket has been transferred into your name. You need to get that ticket. Put your money on the line to get that ticket. And here's why. Because as soon as you do that, you have shifted into a leadership position. You now will promote differently for your team once you have made the commitment and made the arrangements. Like Mr. Calhoun said, everyone has something they have to make work. I know people have moved family vacations. I know Nancy Chaconis, one of our executives out of California, is flying back early from Greece so she can be at this event. Everybody has something they have to do to make it to this event, but as a leader, they understand the importance of it and therefore have shifted their schedules to be there. And so, you know, I know I've talked to several young people who have really had to work hard to get that time off of work because the boss wasn't going to let them go, and you know, they just went and talked to them and said, listen, I just need that Friday off. The event starts at 10 o'clock Friday morning. I need to be there, whether you tell your boss you're going to an event or not. You know, my daughter's taking off work. Her husband's taking off work because they're going to be there. It's just one of those things that everybody has something to do, but they juggle. They hold in one hand the future that they want with Legal Shield, and they hold in the other what the sacrifice will look like that they have to make. And when you recognize that the information we're going to roll out, the associations you're going to be with, and what your future will look like if you go to the event versus if you stay home and invest that time differently, what the results are. Because remember, success is just the compounding effect of your decisions. That's all it is. And what I figure is, you know, I have seen people overcome such hurdles. You've heard Mr. Calhoun talked about it, but you've heard Darnell Self talk about going to an event and having 10 people sleep in the room because that's the only way they could get there. It's those people who make those kinds of sacrifices to be there and are really able to help their own team members as they grow understand how to make the right choices in their business going forward. If you can simply write the check and say, oh, I'm going to be there, no biggie, I will tell you that's going to be a struggle. Because you won't understand when other people say, hey, it's hard for me to work out. You won't understand how to help them through that obstacle. So look at what you're facing as a blessing to your future business, because people will need your experience to help them reach their full potential in this business as well. And so I encourage everyone, go get your ticket. If you're brand new in our team, if you came on board since June 1, the tickets are $99 for brand new people. Every new person I'm talking to, I'm saying, listen, July 21st, 22nd, 23rd, you need to be in Knoxville, Tennessee. And I will tell you, most of those people are coming because they understand that that business can move that event can move their business ahead so much further. And it's not that, you know, we've got another company event right around the corner. They're two completely different events. What you will learn at this event will help you with what you're going to learn at Columbus and take better advantage of that, because we're going to lay down the rails for you to run on, the system for you to run on. We're going to answer every question that you've got on what do I do, how do I do it, when do I do it, and what do I need to do. And so when the company lays everything on top of what they're going to lay on top of it, we just get to run faster. It's like it everything is coming together for Vision 2020. And we just have to plug in, make the right choices with for ourselves and for our businesses to do what we need to do to get to the events, to get the information, to get the associations, to be at those talks that happen after the meetings so that you understand how to take your business to the next level. It's about the environment as much as it is about the information. And I know the information is going to change your life in and of itself. And so go there, performancefamilyevent.com, get your ticket, book your hotel room, whatever you need to do. We will see you in Knoxville. Teresa, I'll turn it back over to you.
That was outstanding, Elizabeth. I mean, I'm telling you.
Well said.
Yeah, very well said. As a matter of fact, to make sure everybody understands, we sponsored a lady, what, today?
We did. Michaela came on board this morning, and I think she's probably on the call tonight. We want to give a shout-out to her.
Yeah,
we're
congratulations.
About her.
We're
very
so
sharp,
excited about her.
Sharp young lady, and she's already made the commitment. She's already working toward coming to the team event. She's already made arrangements for her children to be taken care of by grandparents. So she's made that step, and there are more steps she's got to make, and we're going to help her along the way. So please get with all of your associates. We have a lot of leaders on the call tonight. Don't just think they know about it. Give them a personal call, talk to them, and encourage them and help be the problem solver with them to figure out a way to be there. Because Elizabeth is right, Bert Calhoun is right. You please trust your leadership on the phone tonight. Being there is going to help you not just grow your business, but truly build your business into momentum so that you are a big part of Vision 2020. Honestly, I believe, Elizabeth believes, and Frank and John believe, because we already know the content of the everything that's going to be going on there, that the people who are there are going to be a huge part of the company growing. So
they will be the new leadership.
They will be, yeah. Everybody there has the potential to be a superstar in Legal Shield. That is going to be how powerful.
And I want to add this, and I normally don't do this, but there are people on every one of our teams right now that would go if they just knew anybody cared whether they were there or not. There's people sitting at home going, you know, I'm insignificant. I don't mean anything. But the minute that you let them know that you do care and you are interested in helping them build something and grow something for their family and their future, you know, it's going to make such a difference. So don't leave anybody out. I'm just telling you, there's people who would go if they just thought anybody was interested in them being there.
I totally agree.
And we can't call them all. There's thousands of people. So,
right.
You know, you're the one, and you know, you are the one that can touch those people that we cannot touch just by letting them know that you're going to be there. And doing a road trip with somebody locks in friendships for a lifetime.
Sure
I've seen people, we've been around 19 years now almost.
Yeah, 19.
And a lot of people, you know, they knew each other in the meeting. They might talk a little after the meeting or something. But when they went on a road trip together, it changed everything, and now they're lifelong friends. So that road trip can mean a lot if you're driving or flying in or whatever.
Absolutely.
Anyway, that's what I've got to say
about
that.
And I'm excited about all of us being at the same hotel. It's going to be easy to get back and forth to the meeting space. We'll, you know, be right there in the hotel. For those of you who've never been before, we usually are in villas like in Myrtle Beach. We've been spread out over miles, staying at different villas and condos. But this time, we're in a hotel.
And you're going to get a chance to meet Bill and Jen Sullivan, too. They're right there. They live right there. And that will be a treat for everybody to meet those two folks.
That's true. All right, let me recognize what happened last week, June 26th through June 30th.
What we got?
We have some people to recognize.
Look at number one. Look at this.
For being top producers. Number five, fifth place for the team last week goes to Raquel Taylor in Georgia.
Number four is John Wood. Number three is Nancy DeConis. And then number two is John Hall. And number one is, and you're going to love this, Dominique Tapper. How about that?
How about that?
Congratulations, you guys.
That is awesome. And then we've got the top recruiters to recognize for last week. We had a major tie between third place. We've got too many to read pages of them, which is great. Second place tie goes to Deanna Brown out of Indiana, Michelle Gerton out of North Carolina, Erica Lust out of Virginia, Daisy Ferret, South Carolina, Africa Wallace out of Ohio, James Easton in Tennessee, and Alicia Verdun in North Carolina.
And number one
is Trent O'Quinn out of South Carolina.
I didn't pronounce his name wrong. It should be a coin.
No, that's not spelled that way.
I know.
All right, for level advancements last week, we're going to go through this list, a major list of these people, and I know most of these.
This is an 8.5 by 11-foot sheet of people.
This is exciting, everybody. Last
I hope they're on the phone.
Last week to the last week of the month, we have all these new senior associates to congratulate, and these will be listed on Performance Family Facebook page. Michael Bagwell, Gabriel Ornelas, David Gates, Sean Earl, Kristen Stevenson, Jesse Myers, Matt Thompson, Danielle Barani, Lauren Miller, Lisa Moore, Juanita McKinnon, Ruth Swindle, Kimberly Jones, David Lely, Jamie Willard, Chelsea Brunson, Joshua Baker, Felicia Trimble, Fred Ogan, Christopher Davis, Stetson Patterson, Alvin Lewis, Christopher Layton, and Robert Hendricks. Wow, I think that's the most we've had on any one weekend.
That is tremendous.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And listen, you would be so excited if all these people were on your team. Let me tell you that right now. So stay on. We got some new managers.
We got three brand new managers to congratulate. Amanda Aiden out of South Carolina. Corey Brunson, North Carolina. Nassim Bowman out of North Carolina. We have two new senior managers to congratulate. Joshua Henderson out of Texas. Lee Van Epps out of Texas. And then we have a brand new director, Judith Besler out of North Carolina. And we want to recognize once again Mr. Kalen Blanchard for hitting silver executive director for the first time. Way to go.
And please, if any of y'all know those people, personally, call them and congratulate them. I mean, they need to be congratulated. They worked hard for that.
That's it, right. And, you know, Facebook them, you know, congratulate them. Go to Performance Family's Facebook page and congratulate everybody. That's a big part of the culture building here. And please go to performancefamily.com, your team website. The new associate section there is updated. We're going to update it a little more tomorrow, so check on it later this week too. That's the most important page on our face on our website. And you can go from you can go to performancefamilyevent.com or just stay on Performance Family and click on the event tab to get to all the information about the team event. Elizabeth Gardner is so right. This is the most important, most significant event we have ever, ever had.
We're going to give you everything we've got at this event.
I'm telling you, it's going to be super important, and the people who were there are all going to be upcoming superstars. You just wait. All right, that's it for now.
All right, everybody. Listen, this is Frank and Teresa and John Elizabeth and Corey Muhammad and all the other leadership here saying thank y'all for all that you do. And we know that, I don't know if I should say it. Everybody has asked us, Teresa, all of our life, and I've seen people ask all the leaders, why do y'all work so hard? All the platinums get asked that. All the leadership get asked that. Well, we don't work hard at all. I never consider it work when I'm creating something.
And helping somebody.
And Michelangelo and Disney, they never thought they were working. We were creating new worlds for ourselves. You're not just in the world. The world you're trying to create is in you. And when you're trying to create a new world for yourself or the people around you, it's no longer work. It's creation. So I guess that's the reason that leaders never, ever think they're working. We're creating a brand new world. And I want y'all to think like that, that if you think work, you'll be tired. If you think what you're creating is a future for your family and your grandkids, you know, it now gets to be a project. It's no longer a problem. And then you're not working, you're creating. So
that's great stuff, honey.
Is that good?
That's really good stuff.
Thank you,
y'all. Listen, have a spectacular week. We are excited about everything going on. Stay close with your team, with your leadership. Call if you need a three-way or whatever. You know, there's great leaders on this call who are all working together to make it happen. And get registered and make sure your team is registered. All right. We love and appreciate you all. Bye-bye.